Hey everybody, this is Mark with Safe Day Trading, and it is the week of 1/25/2016, and it's the week of Apple and Microsoft and a couple other earnings reports. Amazon, Baba as well. Lots of big things happening this week. I hope you're planning on dealing with it. You know, there are two different techniques in terms of dealing with earnings reports. Actually, there's three or four, but I'm going to cover a couple of them for you. One is a friend of mine who he does his trading about 3 to 4 weeks before the earnings reports come out. What he does is he buys a put or a call depending upon what he thinks the direction of the stock is going to be and the earnings report. He's a big believer in earnings run-up, which means that he's always anticipating that the stock is going to get more in value as it comes up to the earnings report. And so what he'll do is he will, he'll bet on it, I guess, and he'll get a put or a call depending upon what direction he thinks the stock is going to do. And he'll hold it for about 4 weeks out. He'll hold it for about 2 weeks, anticipating the value of that option is going to continue to grow and the theta decay or the time decay is not going to be as significant. So he'll hold it for 2 weeks, and most of the time he's pretty good. He's got about a 60-70% accuracy level. And he's looking for anywhere between 40 and 100% return. And so he gets pretty happy with that. I have another friend, another trader, that what he likes to do is he likes to wait until the day after earnings come out. Apple's earnings comes out tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 26th, so tomorrow night the earnings reports come out. And then he will get ready and play the earnings report for the next day. The interesting thing here is today I was looking at an Apple call or put, and it's around $4 or $5, which is pretty expensive for Apple. Usually on the Monday of a non-earnings week, it could be $2 or $3 instead of $4. Now, the interesting thing is that the day after earnings, that value of that option drops significantly. And that's why I'm hesitant to buy an option and playing it the week of earnings, because the day after earnings is done, if you're wrong, the value of that option is pretty inexpensive. And I hate to waste all that money on a bad choice. So what he does is he will trade the day after. He will look at what he thinks is. He'll study the earnings reports after it comes out. Unfortunately, what happens in a lot of stocks is that you're usually not going to be able to trade an option until about 5 minutes after the opening bell, 3 to 5 minutes after the opening bell. So what you're looking for is an anticipated long-term movement. If it's a disappointing earnings report, the other thing you're going to have to also consider and look at before you start trading that day is look at what that evening's reports our stock is doing. Because unfortunately, what happens is that the DAX and the European people get a chance to trade this thing way before us U.S. guys, okay? And so, you know, if it's this disappointing earnings report, you know, the stock may already be down $3 or $4 by the time it gets to the New York Open. And so you have to take that into consideration as well, you know, and then kind of play it by ear as to what you think is going to happen. Is it going to go up is it went up really high and now they're going to do profit taking at the New York Open, so it's going to drop off a little bit and then continue up? Is it just going to continue up because it was just great earnings all the way around? Or was it so bad that it's already dropped, you know, a lot of points and it may just kind of stabilize here for the rest of the day? So unfortunately, in the stock and option trading, you know, you're like second or third in line in terms of trading this. But the nice thing about it is that even though you're second or third in line, you have the bigger hammer, you know, much more quantity of trading, much more size and volume, which is nice. So, you know, the change in direction, if you can call that correct change in direction, doesn't have to be that great because you can expand it by volume. So those are some of the things I want you to think about as you start looking at the earnings reports for this week, and consider what is your strategy for trading options in the earnings week. Talk to you later. Come join us at safedaytrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.